This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Guadalupe Guerra. Date of birth is February the 17th, 1961. Case ID number is 408-4501. Date of exam, November the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Northeast Orthopedics, dated 2/6/2020. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of total knee replacement and medial meniscal tear. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked at Walmart for 14 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her family, and her husband has recently retired. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, total knee replacement and medial meniscal tear. History of allegations, total knee replacement with medial meniscal tear. The claimant states that in June of 2019, she was working at Walmart when she felt her right knee give out on her. She was diagnosed with a torn medial meniscal tear of her meniscus and degenerative joint disease. The claimant went on to have a right total knee replacement in 2020, and she states that she did have some steroid injections placed into her knee. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the afternoon. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, occasionally doing the laundry, and doing home exercises for her knee. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 or 4 steps, but unable to squat and has difficulty in bending over. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time, secondary to osteoarthritis of her hands. She does have an assistive device, which is a walker, that she did not bring to this office visit, and her physician is Dr. Ochoa. She's presently taking trazodone 50 milligrams QHS to sleep and Tylenol with codeine 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams TID for pain, which she states does give some relief. The only other exercise she does is minimal home exercises for her knee. Her surgeon for her knee was Dr. L. Fox. Family history. Her father died at the age of 85 from gastric cancer and a rupture of an ulcer. Her mother died at the age of 99 from natural causes. Medications, Losartan 50 milligrams QD, Trazodone 50 milligrams QHS, Famotidine 40 milligrams QD, Tylenol / Codeine 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, depression, osteoarthritis, degenerative joint disease, gastritis, bilateral knee problems, status post total knee replacement arthroscopy performed on January the 28th, 2020. However, the claimant does have a midline scar of her knee, indicating that she did have a total knee replacement. Hysterectomy, January the 1st, 1995. Social history, the claimant, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks 1 to 2 beers per month socially. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 192 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 147 over 107, second reading 167 over 102, heart rate 86, second reading 82, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 35. The claimant was told that her blood pressure was very high. She states that she hadn't taken her medication, but would take the medication when she got home. General, this is a 61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD, uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant has, after the last sentence, the claimant has a mild right knee swelling, and she has a 15-centimeter right knee midline surgical scar where a total knee replacement was performed. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes, and her memory was normal. Concentration was good, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle on the right side was +1, and on the left was +2. There were normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with minimal difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate with a slow and slightly unsteady gait. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to neurological? Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to oppose and pinch, but she does have notable deformed distal phalanges indicating osteoarthritis. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and the right was plus 1 and the left was plus 2. However, biceps, brachioradialis, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally, secondary to osteoarthritis of the distal joints. However, the claimant is able to make a full fist, oppose fingers, and pinch. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the knees as well as of her hands, secondary to osteoarthritis. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to osteoarthritis of her fingers. On examination, the claimant shows no muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to degenerative joint disease of her knees and osteoarthritis of her fingers. Probable diagnoses. Total knee replacement and medial meniscal tear of the right knee. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Appears to be fairly stable at this time. It was also noted that the claimant did have osteoarthritis of the distal phalanges as well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Guadalupe Guerra.